It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. It's tax season and time for millions of Americans to file their tax returns. And no surprise, dealing with that paperwork is not one of America's favorite pastimes. In fact, surveys show that some Americans say they'd rather get a root canal than file their taxes. You might wonder, if the government already has most of our financial information, why do taxpayers have to jump through all the hoops to file themselves? Imagine if many people could have their taxes done without filing a return at all. Where does that wild science fiction idea come from? Here's President Ronald Reagan speaking in 1985.
We envision a system where more than half of us would not even have to fill out a return. We call it the return-free system, and it would be totally voluntary. If you decided to participate, you would automatically receive your refund or a letter explaining any additional tax you owe. Should you disagree with this figure, you would be free to fill out your taxes using the regular form. We believe most Americans would go from the long form or the short form to no form.
Our next guest studies tax law and the IRS. She has ideas on how to simplify tax season and why those changes haven't happened. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you file your taxes? Do you use old-fashioned pen and paper or a program online, free, or do you pay? Does somebody do your taxes for you? Do you hire an accountant, a bookkeeper to make the process easier? Do you think there's got to be a better way? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Beverly Moran is a professor emerita of law at Vanderbilt University and an expert in U.S. tax law. She previously taught at UW Law School. Beverly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you wrote about this actually a couple years ago and referenced that idea in a piece you wrote from former President Ronald Reagan. Can you talk about that idea of return-free tax system? Is it something we could pull off in the United States?
Well, what's fascinating is in most of Europe, people already have return-free tax systems. And even in other parts of the world where there might be a return, the U.S. return is more complicated and more stressful than in other parts of the world. We spend more time as individuals on our taxes, and we spend more money preparing them as well.
Why is that? Why are American taxes more complicated to fill out than, say, comparable European nations?
Well, part of it is political lobbying by the paid tax preparers. And by that, I want to be clear. I'm not talking about your personal accountant, but more about like H&R Block, TurboTax, these very large companies that provide filing assistance for people who are basically walking in from the street, you know, so that you don't have like a long-term relationship with them. And there's been a number of investigative journalist reports over the past 5 years, particularly in ProPublica, showing how much money these companies spend on lobbying for the purpose of keeping the filing as complicated and as frightening as possible.
One change we've seen over the years is online filing, and nowadays you can go to the IRS website and they will give you the option, if you meet certain criteria, to file for free with an outside company. You can't do it directly through the IRS. Is that a similar thing where lobbying has prevented just the IRS from putting a file here at irs.gov?
Absolutely. And what happened was that in the year 2000, Congress directed the Internal Revenue Service to create a situation where people who were earned in the bottom 70% of incomes would have access to free filing. The IRS then entered into a contract with a number of these private companies to have them do the free filing for the IRS. So that's the system that you're explaining. You go to the IRS website and you see a number of choices of companies that you can pick to do your free filing. Well, what happened, and this was according to the Inspector General for Administration at the Treasury Department, was that these companies, particularly Intuit and H&R Block, created algorithms in the website so that when the taxpayer went from the IRS website to the private tax returner's website, that the taxpayer would constantly get thrown out of the free tax return. And so, just as you pointed out, most people would rather have a root canal than do their taxes. So if they're going to the website and they're filling everything out, and they didn't want to do it to begin with, right? And then they're told at the very end, oh, you're going to get a $700 refund, but it's going to cost you $50. But we're not going to actually charge you the $50. We're just going to take that $50 from your return. So instead of getting a $700 refund, you'll get a $650 refund. Most people are just going to throw up their hands and pay. They're not going to say, wait a second, this was supposed to be a free filing. And as a result, less than 4% of the American public gets this free filing. And it got so bad that once the IRS figured out that this was going on and kept pressuring the companies to do the right thing, Intuit left. They just said, if you're going to make us do this, you know, free filing for 70% of the American public, we're just going to leave the program. And instead, what they did was they started an advertising program called Free. So you may have remembered it from past tax seasons that, you know, free, 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 free. But in fact, it was the same thing where people were going in and filling out their returns and getting to the last step and discovering that, oh, they had to pay the $50 or the, you know, the $75 or whatever. And so even after they left the program, there was still this situation where less than 4% of the American public were getting free filing. And it got so bad that the FTC fined Intuit for claiming that it was providing free returns when it was not.
Beverly Moran.
This is a huge industry. Yes?
We're talking to Beverly Moran, Professor Emerita of Law at Vanderbilt University, expert in U.S. tax law, asking the question, why is it so complicated to fill out our taxes here in the U.S.? You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in a caller now. Tom is with us in Madison. Tom, hi.
Well, Beverly and Rob, I am actually singing to the choir today, but I can recommend a good endodontist in Fitchburg, Wisconsin, for root canals. He did an excellent job. I mean, I have now 15, maybe 20 years of taxes filed this way, for which I paid fees year after year. I just filed for 5 days ago and paid $55 for federal and state. And, you know, what happens is if you have a little bit of non-employee compensation, a little 1099 miscellaneous income, you know, you're technically self-employed. That doubles the price. And, you know, you made, what, $1,600 in income? It's ridiculous. The thresholds are insane, you know, for the fees that they want to charge. And shouldn't the action be here a combined assault from the IRS and the Department of Justice with a huge class action suit on behalf of federal and state taxpayers nationwide to simply get all that lobbying cash back from Congress and into our refund checks.
Tom, thanks for the call. A lot there, Beverly. First of all, a lot of little wrinkles can make people, as Tom points out, ineligible for that free tax filing or bump up what they have to pay. In his case, a little bit of outside non-employment income.
Well, that still leaves 70% of the people in the United States who should be getting easy free filing. So what's happening with those people? And also, at least my experience, because one of the things I do every year is file free for people who, you know, can't afford it, just so I can see how the system is working. And I'll give you one example where I went to the website, the IRS website. I looked at what the criteria were for each company. I picked one company, I filed, I got to the last moment and I was being charged. So I called the company and I said, why am I being charged? And they said, well, this person has an earned income tax credit and any credit, we're not going to give you free filing. Now, the criteria that this company had posted online as to who could get free filing, anybody who met that criteria was going to have an earned income tax credit. Hmm. So essentially, they were never going to give anybody free filing. So it's not just that not everyone is covered. It's that the people who are covered are not being given access because the private companies are setting it up so that you can't get access, even though based on all the rules, you should be getting free filing.
And Tom suggests as a remedy, lawsuits, class action, or something led by the government. Is that something you think should happen or could help?
Well, I think that one thing that could help is educating congressmen about what is in the bills that they're proposing. Because what happens with lobbying is that a lobbyist shows up with a pre-written bill. And often there are things in that bill that the congressman does not catch. So, for example, in 2019, John Lewis, who, you know, has since passed, who was a congressman from Georgia and, you know, a very pro-taxpayer congressman, right? He supported a bill that was purported to be a bill for taxpayers. And within that bill was a provision that would have made it illegal for the IRS to ever provide free tax filing directly. I don't believe that he understood that that was in the bill. And in fact, when companies like ProPublica started to make it public that was going on, that got taken out of the bill. And I don't think it was taken out of the bill because the Congress people who were supporting it were afraid or embarrassed. I think they really didn't know. And that's one of the things that's so frightening about lobbying is there are literally hundreds of lobbyists just who do nothing but go from congressman to congressman trying to push various tax provisions. And it's very difficult for the staffs and the congresspeople to follow all of these. So this is where people like you and the rest of the journalism community are extremely important, getting the word out so that our representatives actually know what's going on.
Beverly Moran is with us, Professor Emerita of Law at Vanderbilt University. Her work focuses on tax law and the IRS. She's with us to talk about why tax preparation can be such a bureaucratic maze in the United States, what it would take to adopt a simplified model that would save taxpayers time and money. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What would make filing your taxes easier or more approachable? Have you gone to file taxes for free via a link maybe on the IRS website and then found out partway through or right at the end it wasn't free? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation with Vanderbilt University tax law professor Beverly Moran about why filing taxes is so complicated in the United States, what it could look like to switch to return-free filing for many people. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls. Julie is with us in Evansville. Julie, hi. What did you want to tell us about?
Well, yeah, this was a few years ago. My husband waited until he was 70 to start taking Social Security, and he took it mid-year. And when he was preparing, he's very organized. He has spreadsheets and everything to give to our tax preparer. But he didn't include income from Social Security, and probably because he's so organized, our tax preparer just assumed everything was there, and it got missed. And maybe 3 or 4 months after we had filed, my husband noticed the mistake and reported us and paid right away. And they just wanted to slam us. I think they wanted a $1,700 penalty and interest. And our preparer said we could send a kind of forgive us IRS for we have sinned letter to just a one-time dispensation for the penalty. It took almost 2 years back and forth, and it was unbelievable. We felt abused, and it just seemed incredibly unfair.
Julie, thanks for the call. And Beverly, I think a lot of people go into tax filing with some fear that even with an honest mistake like Julie and her husband, they may end up in hot water with the IRS. Can we take some of that fear, stress, and then real risk that Julie faced out of the equation?
We could. We don't. I mean, for example, there was a proposal that actually passed to fund the IRS, to give an extra $80 billion to the IRS. Why was that important, particularly for people like this lady and her husband? Because what has been going on is that for years, since the second George Bush administration, I mean, George Bush the son, there's been this pressure to cut the IRS funding. And when that happens, then at the same time, Congress says to the IRS, we want to see so many audits, we want to see so many people, paying penalties, etc. And so when that happens, the IRS has to go for the low-hanging fruit. This man told them that he had done something, right? So they didn't have to investigate it. They didn't have to audit it. He wasn't a person who had a lawyer who could protect him or a large accounting firm. And if you look, since these cuts have been going on with the IRS, the audits of wealthy people have become less and less and less and less. And when this $80 billion was set aside for the IRS, what happened was that the Republican Congress then started to put all sorts of pressure through this funding the deficit, the debt limit, to cut back on what the IRS was being funded. So the more that the IRS has its funding cut back, the more poor people, really poor people, and middle class people are going to be subject to audits, because the IRS has to audit someone. Congress is making them audit people. And if they don't have the resources to audit wealthy people, they will audit poorer people. This is why the one county in the United States that has the most audits per capita is one of the poorest counties in the United States.
And just
if that's what. Sorry, go ahead.
In just our last minute, Beverly, I saw the IRS is doing this pilot program for direct file to the IRS in a bunch of states, not including Wisconsin. Is this something that encourages you that, hey, maybe we will be tackling some of these problems in just our last minute or so?
Yes, absolutely. It's a very encouraging sign. And if there's anybody listening outside of Wisconsin who's in one of those states, I would encourage you to try it.
Beverly, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you. Go Badgers. Thanks.
That's Beverly Morena, Professor Emerita of Law at Vanderbilt University, formerly at the UW Law School, and an expert in U.S. tax law. We've been talking about why tax preparation in the U.S. is so complicated, along with challenges to creating a new system as we approach another tax season. If you have a story you'd still like to share, you can email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org. If you've run into trouble filing taxes, or if you've started a process that you thought was going to be free and turned out not to be free, love to hear about that. Again, you can email ideas@wpr.org. And remember, you can follow these conversations all the time, anytime, online at WPR.org. You can stream these conversations live, go back and check them out later, or share them with friends and family. Plus, follow the great coverage of the Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR news teams while you're there. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network.